This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Christopher Husted. A leadership competition is brewing within the Republican caucus that has controlled the Missouri House for the past decade. Caleb Jones of California, Missouri, said Monday he is running for House Speaker. That top leadership post also is being sought by current House Majority Leader John Deal of St. Louis County. Current House Speaker Tim Jones is barred by term limits from seeking re-election in November to the House. Caleb Jones says there has been too much top-down leadership and that lawmakers are eager for some changes. Deal says he will work to maintain and increase the Republican majority. People running short of money could have a new alternative for getting some quick cash under legislation pending before Democratic Governor Jay Nixon. The bill would make it profitable for Missouri-based banks to offer short-term cash advances, similar to payday loans. Some nationally chartered banks already offer the short-term loans with fees of about $50 on a $500 loan. Missouri law had allowed such loans, but the Missouri Bankers Association says that few banks offered them because the law set the maximum fee too low. Some consumer groups have raised concerns about the short-term bank loans. They say people can become dependent on costly debt, just like with payday loans. Nixon has not indicated whether he will sign or veto the legislation. New Southeast Missouri Congressman Jason Smith has proposed a balanced budget amendment as his first piece of legislation in Washington. Smith's proposal amendment to the U.S. Constitution would require a three-fifths vote of the House and Senate for federal spending to exceed revenues in any fiscal year. The requirement also could be waived by a simple majority in years in which the U.S. is engaged in a military conflict that poses a threat to national security. Smith's resolution is similar to other balanced budget proposals already sponsored by more than 100 other House members, including most of Smith's fellow Republican representatives from Missouri. Smith won a special election earlier this month to succeed Representative Joanne Emerson, who resigned in January. The multi-billion-dollar makeover of the greater downtown Kansas City area over the past decade was intended in part to draw businesses. But census figures show the area has lost nearly 20% of its private employees in that period. Indeed, the Kansas City Star reports that U.S. Census data from 2001 to 2011 show that greater downtown lost more than 16,000 jobs. That decade covers the period from shortly before the downtown redevelopment boom began to just after the major redevelopment projects, such as the Kansas City Power and Light District, were completed. Bill Dietrich, president and CEO of the Downtown Council, says he believes it would have been worse if the city hadn't reinvested so heavily in downtown over the last decade. For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.